I'd like to conclude the 14th chapter of Isaiah. I will take a break from it after this week, but I'd like to conclude the chapter. So Isaiah chapter 14, from verse 28 until verse 32. Isaiah 14, verse 28. This is the burden which came in the year that King Ahaz died. Do not rejoice, all you of Philistia, because the rod that struck you is broken. For out of the serpent's roots will come forth a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. The firstborn of the poor will feed, and the needy will lie down in safety. I will kill your roots with famine, and it will slay your remnant. Wail, O gate, cry, O city. All you of Philistia are dissolved, for smoke will come from the north, and no one will be alone in his appointed times. What will they answer, the messengers of the nation? That the Lord has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it. I read three commentaries in preparation for looking at that passage, and they each had their own different interpretation, which in one respect is not terribly helpful. In another respect, it kind of vindicates me when I read it for the first time and thought, well, what is all that about? Well, first of all, we're given a little bit of context. We're told that the message is a burden. It's a weight to carry, and some of it is not very positive, but some of it is. Furthermore, it comes in the wake of the death of King Ahaz, a king of Judah. Now, Isaiah might not know this, but the king that follows on from him here is Hezekiah. And although not without his faults, he was a great king. In other words, we've had a period of time where we've not had great kings and there's been spiritual decline in the nation. In fact, better times are coming, though Isaiah might not quite realise it. Nevertheless, in that first year, or the last year, the year after the death of Ahaz, we have a message for the Philistines, and we haven't heard of the Philistines for some time, but certainly during the history of Israel, the Philistines seem to be enemy number one. They really are the worst people. Well, in fact, they've been overtaken by another group of people called the Assyrians. If we thought the Philistines were bad, let me introduce you to the Assyrians. But the Philistines are told not to rejoice because the rod that struck you is broken. Now, some interpretations say, well, that is the Assyrians, and the Assyrians are going to be struck, but the Babylonians will come. Others say, actually, it's referring to Ahaz. You know, just because one king of Judah has died, don't feel that the next one is going to let you off. Why such a message of doom for the Philistines, you might ask? For out of the serpent's roots will come forth a viper, and its offspring will be a fiery flying serpent. Oh dear. Furthermore, he says, I will kill your roots with famine. Well, the Philistines traditionally set themselves up against the people of God, and judgment has been decreed against them. And every nation, every kingdom, every organisation, every religion which opposes what I would call the gospel, and they were opposing the gospel because Israel at that point was part of God's appointed people for the gospel, doom and judgment is coming upon them. You know, the Christian message, the gospel, requires us to choose. Are we going to ask God to save us? Are we going to repent of our sin? Or are we going to continue ignoring it and opposing it? The Philistines, as far as I can tell, never repented of their opposition towards the people of God. Their doom is coming. The Assyrians are going to be judged. That doesn't mean the Philistines will be let off. God remembers their crimes of old. Someone commented, a church person, admittedly, about one of the Bible texts we have outside our chapel. And he said, I'm surprised you didn't get a reaction. Well, maybe we did. I just didn't happen to be there at the time. Be sure your sin will find you out. And I'm sure when folk are cycling past and walking past, they'd love to be, you know, uplifted with some scripture. Well, that one doesn't. He says, guess what? You have sinned. Guess what? It's been recorded. And it will come back to bite you. And we kind of don't want to hear that when we're out walking or cycling or whatever. But actually we do, we need it. Sometimes we need to hear things even though we don't want to hear them. I don't want to hear that I'm sick. But if I am, I need to be told. Because unless you tell me, I can't get better. I can't take medicine. I can't receive treatment. Unless you tell me I'm a sinner, I won't think I need a saviour. Because only sinners need to be saved. If I'm not a sinner, you can keep your saviour for yourself, thank you very much. The sins of the Philistines are coming back. They've been found out. And God has decreed through Isaiah they are going to be dealt with. Nevertheless, there is positive in here. I think for the godly, naturally. Verse 30, the firstborn of the poor will feed. Well, poor people don't generally get food when there's not food around. And the firstborn, who might be the hungriest, might not get it either. The firstborn of the poor will feed. The needy, those who are vulnerable, they will lie down in safety. When you're vulnerable, you don't want to lay down. You can't run away, you can't move, you tend to fall asleep. The needy are going to be in safety. And then we get in verse 32, reference to messengers. One commentator said, it is an enigmatic passage. It certainly is. What I think is happening here in verse 32 is that the new king of Judah is receiving messengers from the Philistines to say, look, you don't like the Assyrians, we don't like the Assyrians, why don't we kind of work together? What will they answer the messengers of the nation? The Philistines are contacting the people of Judah. The message here, the Lord has founded Zion, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it. In other words, an alliance with the Philistines is not the source of our safety. Getting into bed with you will not keep us safe. The Lord established Zion, he founded Zion, the people of God, the city of Jerusalem, a metaphor for the community of the saved, and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it. I think Isaiah here is urging the new king. Don't think the Philistines will save you. Don't form an alliance with them and think yourself safe. God has written their doom. Their days are numbered. The one to whom you should turn, the one in whom you should place your trust is the Lord himself. Why? Because it was he that founded Zion. And it's he who will continue to be a refuge for them. What's that got to do with us? Well, the Philistines might have gone, but the same problems beset the people of God. Don't trust in princes, but rather trust in the Lord your God. Don't trust in pastors, but rather trust in the Lord your God. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your own strength. Don't trust in your own wisdom, your own abilities. But rather trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him. And not only will he direct your path, but you'll find him a very sure refuge. Amen. Amen.